Hi, how are you? This is Michael Brady and Tony Billups Brady.
Yes, my name is Tony Billups Brady.
We're proud Bronxites. I've lived in the Bronx for 20 years and...
I've lived here for about 12 years.
And we both live and work in the borough. Tony, what do you do?
I work for the Bronx Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm the CEO for the 3rd Avenue Business Improvement District.
The first time we met, it was actually Pride about 12 years ago. And it was pretty much last call at the Eagle. And I was standing there talking to some random person, and he was sitting on the pool table.
Not that side of the pool table.
Well, not that side of the pool table, but we made eye contact, so we did that back and forth, you come to me, back and forth, and then eventually I went over to where he was at. But at that time, the lights actually came on, and then we just exchanged information. And oddly enough, him and the friend that he was with at that time, they went to an after party down a few blocks. They went south, and the friend that I was with that night, we actually went east. Somehow, we actually ended up at the same place. So not knowing that that's where we were going to meet again. And his friend was outside smoking a cigarette, saw me. He was like, "Michael's inside." I was like, "No, it's already 4:30. I was like, "This night's over. I'm going home." So he went in, told Michael that I was outside. He came outside.
Right away.
And we actually went across the street and sat on the stoop from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. the next morning just talking.
Yeah, and then Tony invited me to a barbecue the next day. In like 3 hours, and I was like, okay, well, if you're serious about it, go home, shower, and then text me to make sure, and like I'll get the logistics.
He didn't think I was going to text.
I did not. He did send a text message. He was like, "Oh, come, it's gonna just be like a casual barbecue," and I was like, "Okay, cool." I didn't know what to wear. And we show up, and I thought it was just like a barbecue in a park. No, it's like one of his friends like has a beautiful like brownstone overlooking the parade route with a terrace and everything. And I was like, okay, this is what we're dealing with. And then, you know, oddly enough, when we were looking out at the parade, one of the other people at the party, they were like, "Oh, you know, when did you guys meet? You guys have like such good chemistry." And like right as that question was asked, the Eagle float went by.
I said, "Oddly enough, that's where we met."
3 hours ago.
Yeah, I said, "Well, what time is it?" And that was a legit situation. And it was just how our interaction in the group setting, everybody thought that we had been together for a while. And one person, like he said, asked, and I said, "We met last night at the Eagle." And they were like, "You brought a stranger to the house?" "Up until now, you didn't realize that because we had such good chemistry." So I said, "We'll see where it goes."
And it was fun. Then that's history. Like, you know, within a few months, he moved in.
I did.
And, you know, we just continued our love for each other, and then we got married and our love for the Bronx. Is there a meal we both love? I think there is. So we cook a lot. Cooking is like our therapy. For each other. We can't say it's therapeutic if we're both in the kitchen together, because we have a very small New York City kitchen. But we love to make potato soup.
Yes.
Like it's like the one comfort food like in the winter. Like, and it's also like, you know, I always like to say, you know, when we met each other, we were like your typical young gay couple. Like, we both didn't have a lot of money. We both had crazy student loans. Yeah. But potato soup was this one thing that didn't cost a lot to make, and it was delicious. And it was so comforting during like one of those like cold, dark nights in the winter. You know, it was really good.
It's true. It was true.
And it has bacon, and we love bacon.
You can't go wrong with that.
We're not vegans.
No. Food that we've tried for the first time
together. I have to admit, I'm a little bit more open to trying new food. When Tony and I first met, he was very, So I really enjoy beets. And Tony had this terrible, terrible, terrible experience with beets, so he would not eat them.
As a child, I was traumatized by beets. My mother used to force them at me.
So when I learned this, I said, okay, so we're going to try beets in cooked in different ways together.
So basically, his therapy for me to learn how to like beets was almost like you're treating a toddler. You're trying to sneak the food in so they'll actually eat it. So that's what he started to do.
I made like beet pasta sauce, which he ate, and he liked it. He was like, oh, this is really good. He's like, what's in it? I was like, he's like, how did you get it to be this color? And I was like, I have no idea.
Like, oh, damn you.
But then I had never tried pickled beets. So we both were at a party at my sister's in-law's house, and they're Polish, so everything is like pickled or meat, or, and there were pickled beets there. And then I was like, why don't we both try this together?
And we did.
And he loves pickled. Yeah, he loves pickled beets now. We like keep jars of them in the fridge now. Yeah. So, you know,
it's my go-to snack.
I know that's not like the sexiest story in the world, but you know, over a good beet.